This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Milk prices are up, but too little too late for some. Matt Gould, the analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
We've definitely seen an uptick in farm dispersals or farmers going out of business in states like New Mexico and California. These are states where they have had low milk prices for long enough that guys are making the decision to leave the dairy business. In this environment, though, talking about milk prices really isn't enough. You have to also talk about cost inflation. Dairy farmers' feed costs are up something on the order of $3 a hundredweight or more year over year. And so you need a higher milk price just to break even. But then you also add into that complications related to labor, where the dairy sector is just like every other part of the supply chain, where they're struggling with labor, they're struggling with trucking and so forth. So while it's good to see milk prices rising, as you said, they haven't risen high enough or fast enough to make up for those increases.
Tuesday.
With team leader Christy Pagel, a partner with GPS Dairy Consulting LLC, who tells us what exactly it takes to be an effective team communicator.
So two big words there, effective and communications. And when you think about effective is about getting it done. So for me, it's about getting it done in a two-way street. So to me, that's really what effective communication is about. It's more than just having it up on a plaque on the wall. Are we living our core values? Is our team made up in living our core values? Have we communicated these core values to the members? That becomes that fabric in establishing our communication.
Wednesday.
Probably didn't know, Bill, but last March 25th, I sold my cows. So I'm no longer in the dairy part of it. I'm raising heifers and steers and doing more cash cropping. I was past retirement age, so it was time, and I was getting pretty well worn out with the sale of the cows. We were able to make out okay, and we'll do okay without the cows now.
That might be taking a little getting used to without the cows, huh?
Yep. I milked cows for 44 years, and I don't regret doing it at all. I enjoyed every minute of it, but it comes to a point where you know it's time to stop.
When you take a look at the issues that were brought up back then, we're still talking about some of those issues still today.
We certainly are. One of the biggest problems is getting the farmers to join together and do something about their problem. Farmers are fantastic businessmen, obviously. They don't realize how much good they can do if they join in with other farmers. And I know a lot of farmers, they think, well, I'm just one person. I can't affect everything. But they stop and join and listen to other farmers. And that's what we need, is to have a lot more farmers join in. And I know they can accomplish an awful lot on the marketing end and getting a decent price, profitable price for their milk.
Paul Rozadowski, one of the founding members of the National Dairy Producers Organization.
Thursday.
This is a meeting that we hold every year, although last year it was virtual. And so we're glad to be in person again in Las Vegas this coming weekend. It's a meeting we hold with the National Dairy Checkoff Organizations under the umbrella of Dairy Management Incorporated. And we talk about how both the policy organization, which is National Milk, and the promotion organizations are working oftentimes together, not always, but on various things that collectively help out the dairy farmer community. One of the key things we're going to be talking about this year, what we've done the last 18, 20 months to help the industry cope with and hopefully recover from the effects of the COVID pandemic.
The joint annual meeting, the 14th through the 17th.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to look at crop and feed outlook for 2022. Certainly, we've been on a roller coaster ride, Bill, with our corn prices. Typically, the University of Illinois projects prices for the remainder of 2021 at $5.45 a bushel. It's almost like you remember back when you could buy corn at $3 a bushel. So certainly, corn prices are going to stay modestly high. They are projecting in 2022 that price will drop down to $4.50 a bushel. It all depends on growing conditions. Soybeans have followed corn in the same matter. Right now, we are looking for 2021, $12.90 a bushel, and projecting $12 soybeans in 2022. Of course, soybean meal tracks very closely to the price of soybeans. Right now, we're looking at $340 a ton for soybeans, depending where you live in the United States. And of course, we expect that will drop a bit also if soybeans drop a bit in 2022.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.